When you think of classic fine art, works by Picasso, Monet, and Dali may spring to mind. Art from Appalachia doesn't tend to feature much in the mind's eye, but that might change if you visit the Art Museum of West Virginia University. More than 100 works from 25 Appalachian artists are on display at the museum. The exhibit is full of color and expression, with a mix of pieces hung on walls and sitting on pedestals. One of those pieces is a sculpture of the steel-driving legend John Henry by an artist who lived and worked in Hinton, West Virginia.
This John Henry piece that's carved by S.L. Jones is carved from walnut, so it gives it that dark, rich texture. And he's just painted details of it. So he painted the hair black and the eyes, of course, white with black outlines. He has blue eyes and pink lips. And then you can see how he carved in the teeth. It's really set back in.
That's curator Robert Bridges describing one of the most famous pieces in the collection.
Ramona Lampel has been collecting Appalachian art since the late 70s. And she has a strong interest in this region, as well as educating the young children of the state and the region.
Lampel grew up as a coal miner's daughter in Hanshoe Holler near Lewisburg, but left the state 4 days before her 17th birthday.
And I went out into the world with my plastic hat box and my new pumps on a Greyhound bus to New York, and went to modeling school.
Ramona found success as a model in New York and met her husband there, Millard Lampel, an Emmy Award-winning screenwriter and playwright. He had studied at WVU and first grew to fame in the 1940s as a founding member of the Almanac Singers, along with folk legends Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie. Millard and Ramona lived a jet-set life, traveling all over the world. Ramona says she always bristled at how people she met viewed her home state.
Nobody out there in the outside world would like to recognize us. They thought it was ignorant and barefoot and white lightning and, you know, whatever.
Ramona says she was standing in Tiananmen Square in China when she came to a sudden realization.
And I thought, you know something? I have to do something for Appalachia. I have to do something for West Virginia. I have to do something for the people.
That something was opening galleries in East Hampton and Beverly Hills to showcase the best artwork from Appalachia. Although her galleries were successful, Ramona became ill and was forced to close them. Instead, she started a traveling exhibit of self-taught Appalachian artists' work in 1979, with the goal of showing it at museums and galleries around the country. She started at a museum in Huntington, West Virginia. Some of her Hollywood friends flew out for the opening and word spread. The collection has since been shown in 26 locations around the country. When it came time to find a permanent home for her collection, Ramona says she got a lot of interest from around the U.S. She chose WVU, though, first because she wanted the collection to stay in Appalachia, but mainly because of the university's commitment to outreach.
To teach our children art from the heart, to teach our children and not tell them this is bad or this is good, teach them that. Teach them what makes them feel.
Groups of middle and high school students have been touring Ramona's collection since it opened at WVU in April. The exhibit is called Independent Vision, Self-Taught Artists from Appalachia.
And I want to hear about what you talked about. So, what does it mean to have an independent vision?
It means you thought of it in your mind yourself and then you created it and it was all you.
Excellent. You thought of it in your mind yourself, you created it, and it's all you. I love that sentence, it's all you, because I think as you look.
That's Heather Harris, the Art Museum's Education Programs Manager, talking with students from Barrackville Middle School earlier this year as they toured the collection. Connor Rush checked out the exhibit with the rest of his classmates.
It reminded me a lot of the Tim Burton type art style, of simplistic shapes that make very complex figures.
Artists represented in the exhibit hail from all over Appalachia, from West Virginia and Kentucky to North Carolina and Alabama. Ramona developed close friendships with many of them over the years. Her husband, Miller, died in 1997, but before he did, he helped her produce a tabletop book about the artists in the exhibit and later a documentary called O Appalachia, Art and Lives of Self-Taught Artists. Ramona says that work has made a difference in how other people view Appalachia. It's helped shed some light on the softer side of the culture and the generosity of the people here.
It's different. They don't worship things and money, but they worship things from the heart and from the community and from taking care of and loving each other.
Ramona says she hopes her collection also changes how Appalachians see themselves and the value of their own culture. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.